Blog Talk Radio.
Football fans, welcome back to another edition of the Neek and Rude Sports Football Talk Show. I am your host, Neek. Rude, feels good, man, because we're in the second week in preseason football, and we know that the NFL season is right around the corner. Football is back, man, and it feels good. Baseball, I ain't got to watch that no more. NBA, I ain't got to worry about that for a couple months. I'm just ready for football.
Man, it feels so good to have football back right now. And that is why we are going to bring you the hottest news from the streets. Everything that's going on, everything short of the Jay-Z Kaepernick conflict and Jay-Z's deal and pending deals too with the NFL. We're going to bring you the news that's going on in the NFL today. We're going to have a fantasy show. You know how we do it. Most informative blog show that there is out there right now. Our podcast you can find. Hey, this is it right here. This is where you get your football NFL information. Let's get right into the news, Nick. You know how we do it, man. Let's just do this.
All right. So anyway, tonight's show, like Rue said, like we do every week, we're going to start off with the news. For those new listeners that are tuning in this week, Nick, I'm a diehard Giants Raiders fan. Rue, biggest Browns fan on earth. He just every day he texts, calls me. Oh man, this is our year. We gonna do it. He's hyped. Yeah, I'm actually might be jumping on that bandwagon, but my Raiders are looking good as well. So there's a lot of NFL news that's going on right now. Actually, we got some late breaking news. Derwin James, the safety for the Los Angeles Chargers, they found out that he has a stress fracture in his right foot, and there's no timetable for him to return, but they did announce that he's going to miss multiple games. Jets starting linebacker Avery Williamson, torn ACL. Josh Gordon, the wide receiver for the Patriots, is actually just been reinstated by Roger Goodell and the NFL. And speaking of the Patriots, man, Rude, before we get into the rest of the news, this Patriots wide receiver depth chart is off the chain. I'm just going to go ahead and say it right now, man. Patriots going to win the Super Bowl. The only way they're not going to win the Super Bowl this year, if Tom Brady gets hurt, Josh Gordon Fs up again, takes another leave of absence from the game. What else? If the running backs, both running backs get hurt, James White, Sonny Michel gets hurt, or Bill Belichick just says, F it, I'm done coaching. I done won too many games, too many Super Bowls. I'm just going to leave as well. So that's the only way the Patriots aren't going to win this Super Bowl this year, because this wide receiver depth chart we're talking about, listen to this, Rube. Julian Edelman, Josh Gordon, N'Keal Harry, their first-round draft pick, Demaryius Thomas, DT. And it's funny, before we came on air, you sat there saying, don't forget about DT. Damn, I'd have forgot about Demaryius Thomas. Philip Dorsett. You know Philip Dorsett going to give you about one touchdown every five games. That's what he's good for. And I got to send my condolences to Clifford Branch, because I'm not going to say Philip Dorsett is like Clifford Branch, but he's just known for those deep posts, just go deep, one shot, 60 yards, blah, blah, blah. Jacoby Myers, and I know Rue's going to be like, what, who, what, Jacoby Myers? I'm telling you right now, he's like the MVP of the Patriots wide receiver core this offseason so far. He's been the beast, the undrafted wide receiver out of North Carolina State. Braxton Berrios. Rudy's always talking about what? Fifth, we talking about a fifth receiver on the depth chart? Yeah, I mean, Patriots go deep at the wide receiver position. Dontrell Inman and Maurice Harris. Do you hear that heat, man? That's a lot of damn heat. Rudy's looking at me like, let me get on the damn mic. Give me the microphone. What, man? Their Patriots going to win this year. That's too much heat.
So you want to talk about the Patriots receiving core. Okay, well, we're going to transition. Like I said, we got some more news of what's, you know, happening in the NFL. Josh Gordon getting reinstated. That was something that just came across the wire. So, you know, Nick mentioned the injuries as well. Going back, you know, about a week or so, the Browns did make a couple moves. Like Nick told you, I'm a huge Browns fan, so we're going to always touch on, you know, some things that have to do with that or, you know, other things that's going on around the NFL, especially right now. You know, it's running season, Nick. You know, guys have it run, you know what I'm saying, and practice, you know, when they're messing up, so they're training hard right now. But the Browns, they signed Rico Gathers, the ex-Cowboy who has all the talent in the world, you know, ex-basketball player, but, you know, really couldn't get anything done for the Cowboys, so they signed him. At the same time, they waived fullback, tight end, hybrid, Orson Charles, who was a former Bengal.
Dude, first of all, man, I got to grab the mic frame, man. You talking about some Rico Gathers, man. This dude talks more off the field than he produces on the field. Talk all that jazz last season. Oh, I'm about to ball out. They're not even going to miss Jason Witten, man. I'm going to be the next big star tight end down here in Dallas. He couldn't even get on field. His ass got cut. Then you want to talk about some Orson Charles. Orson Charles, let me tell you right now, my day job right now is dealing with badass kids. That's what's about to be your new day job because you are done in the NFL. Come join me in this education field dealing with the worst students in the damn city of – I ain't going to say where I'm from, but anyway.
All right, Nick. Well, it sounds like you need to exhale. And might need to tell him, hey, you used to call me Crazy Joe. Now they call me Batman. You know what that's from? Yeah. All right. The Browns also signed Joe Kerridge. He went to Michigan. He's a fullback. I didn't know they still had fullbacks in the NFL, but what do you know? The Browns also got rid of another running back. That was Duke Johnson, the disgruntled running back, kind of third down back. Great hands, man. He had some great hands. Out of the U, your school, Miami, traded him for a conditional fourth-round pick, which could turn into a third-round pick if Duke Johnson plays in at least 10 games. You mentioned the Patriots. They did go ahead and they said, you know, I think we got enough receivers like the guys you mentioned, Inman, you know, Josh Gordon, Demaryius Thomas, Edelman. So they got some heat there. And they decided Danny Etling, who was trying to see if he could be another Edelman, trying to see if he can convert to receiver, play there as well. It's not going to work out for him. He got cut. He got dropped off. All right. Then the Packers signed Ibrahim Campbell, former safety, played for the Browns. Kansas City Chiefs signed Morris Claiborne, former Cowboy, and the Dolphins ended up picking up and signing Robert Kendiche, who got cut by the Cardinals. And I don't want to go too far in the preseason, but if he could turn on that game, that'd be cool. But, yeah, speaking of the Cardinals, man, what do you think about how Kyler Murray is looking last night?
Well, let's put it like this, man. I can't speak too much in the preseason because we know every year as a diehard football fan, when we see uninspiring performance by certain teams, certain players, we just like, oh man, this team's going to suck. Oh, they're going to be terrible. Because remember a few years ago, Rue, your Browns went 4-0 preseason and they didn't win the damn game all season. People, oh damn, the Browns going to Super Bowl. Y'all, they 4-0 preseason. Cut that noise. Kill that noise. It's not happening. So, last night, Cliff Kingsbury, we know he brings the air raid offense from Texas Tech, trying to incorporate it into the NFL, but unfortunately, last night, Kyler Murray, Cliff Kingsbury did say he's not going to put his air raid offense on display for other teams to game plan for, which is kind of smart. So a lot of offenses that NFL teams run during the NFL preseason are pretty much very vanilla, very basic because, you know, they don't want other teams to already start doing their research, their homework on them and the disguising for them and all that stuff. But last night, let's just keep it real, man. Cardinals looked terrible. They pretty much stunk up the joint last night.
Right?
Kyler Murray, you know, he struggled a little bit. He's got to understand that when you actually going against good, solid NFL defenses that are fast, that they are very fast, man.
They got up to a 26-0 lead. So that was.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we jumped all on them boys. And the sad part about it is this. When you draft your franchise QB number one overall, and you know that offensive line was a weakness last season. I understand they did something in the offseason to get Marcus Gilbert from the Pittsburgh Steelers, which was a huge upgrade at the right tackle position. But the rest of the offensive line is terrible. I mean, Kyler Murray was running for his life last night. And for this offense to work, he needs time in the pocket. Yes, he can scramble, but you don't want your 5'10", 5'11", whatever they say Kyler Murray is, to be running for his life every game, because those hits will take effect on his small frame and it will add up. So I want Kyler Murray. Hopefully he'll have a long, successful NFL career, but he's got to be able to have time in that pocket and be able to go through his reads and his progression and actually produce.
You know what, Nick? I thought Russell Wilson looked like you. I think Kyler Murray might be your son.
Like I told you before, man, I'm glad your son is in the studio. I'm glad he took that beer away from you and put water on the table. You need to chill out on the drinking route.
Man, all I know is this. It's fantasy season, just like it's running season, man. Hey, Nick, get on your track shoes. You know what I'm saying? It's running season. So, look, we're going to get down to this fantasy talk. So, how are we going to do it? I got some depth, you know what I'm saying, in like the fantasy kind of projections and, you know, who you'll want to draft, you know, who you'll want to take first. Now, I'm not a big fan of drafting a quarterback in the first round. I think that running backs and receivers will give you more points. But what we're going to do, we're kind of just going to go through each position. We'll highlight some players that you definitely want to draft as soon as you can at that position. I'm pretty sure we're going to start off at QB because that's the most important position. So, hey, let's do it.
All right. So, like you said, this is the fantasy show. We're going to start with the QBs. And this is really hard. Now, my fantasy gurus out there, whatever, if you're listening to this show live, now, we should have a disclaimer on here. We're not fantasy experts. I'm not telling you to piss.
You must be losing.
I be drinking too much anyway. Drink some more of that water. we're not fantasy experts, but we will give you the guys we think. For me, I'm going to go with my top five quarterbacks. So I'm going to give you the top five quarterbacks that are going to produce this season, based off of last season, based off their schedule heading into this upcoming season. And, yeah, so let me just go with this. Now, I'm not going in any order. I'm just going to start with number five. Now, any of these guys could go one through five. But coming in number five, I'm going to go with Andrew Luck. And the reason I'm saying Andrew Luck, and I'm a little iffy on this because right now the word out of Indianapolis camp is that he has this ankle issue, whatever. And we know those ankle issues, especially if it's a high ankle sprain, they can linger all season long. And they can affect Andrew Luck, who's a quarterback who's known for his seven-step drop. So it can affect him, and it actually could affect him all season. So I'm a little bit worried on Andrew Luck, but I'm going to say Luck is going to throw for 4,500, 93 yards, 39 touchdowns this upcoming season. No, actually, let me scratch that. 4,800 yards. Let me scratch that. 4,800 yards, because I'm looking at the receiving core. Paris Campbell, the rookie, coming in. He's going to do his thing. Luck's going to also have 44 touchdowns, 18 picks on the season. Coming in number four, Baker Mayfield, Rudy's boy. 4,510 yards, 42 touchdowns, 13 interceptions with the addition of OBJ, Jarvis Landry. Callaway's going to be out for the first four games. Who else you got in there? You got Derek Willis. Who's your other boy you got in there, man, for the Browns? I said Willis. Callaway's out for the first four games. Higgins. So Higgins going to step in. Well, I said Landry and Beckham, but I was talking about who's going to step into the slot position first four games. Yeah, Higgins. Matt Ryan coming in number three, 4,800, 14 yards, 43 touchdowns, 10 picks on this upcoming season. Number two, Aaron Rodgers. I'm telling you right now, this Packers offense is going to be dynamic. They got a new head coach in there who likes to push the ball down the field, is going to utilize Aaron Rodgers' arm and the weapons that Aaron Rodgers has at the receiving core position. 4,700 yards passing, 41 touchdowns. And as usual, Aaron Rodgers always keeps his interception rate under 10. He's going to have him seven picks on the season. Number one, Patrick Mahomes. I know a lot of people are going to say it's going to be hard for this young man to duplicate what he did last season, his rookie season, when he threw for 50 touchdowns. I'm going to say he's going to throw for 47 touchdowns. This offense is still loaded, still high octane. So much speed. Hill's back, Kelsey's back. They got Hardman, who they drafted. Man, just so much speed in this offense. Mahomes going to actually throw for 5,000 yards once again this upcoming season, but 47 touchdowns, 15 interceptions. So, Mahomes, Rodgers, Matt Ryan, Mayfield, Andrew Luck are my five quarterbacks, Neek's five quarterbacks heading into the 2019 season that fantasy fans should draft and should take.
I disagree. Did you mention Drew Brees? What? How did you not mention Drew Brees?
The reason why I can't mention Drew Brees, he still does not have a number two wide receiver. Don't say Ted Ginn, but I know he has Jared Cook. Cook is actually, I'm going to talk about Cook in a little while, but I can't throw Drew Brees in there.
Drew Brees! And the reason why you need to put Drew Brees in there is because he's going to throw for a lot of touchdowns. And he, Michael Thomas is going to have well over 100 receptions. There's no question. And, you know, we'll revisit that when we get to the wide receiver fantasy. But at number five, I got Drew Brees. And then, you know, I kind of went with experience. You know, I already know what Drew Brees is going to do every year. Ben Roethlisberger, number four.
Is he? Okay, so, Rue, touch on the stats, man. What's your projection for fantasy fans? Is Drew Brees throwing for 5,000 yards this year?
Nope. And then at number three, Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck. I'm going to keep it streamlined on this show because I've got a few more names for you, a few more guys you should draft if you get an early opportunity to. But Andrew Luck, I got him at number three on my fantasy. Nikki had him at number five. He's still on my list. But Andrew Luck's got an asterisk by his name because Andrew Luck is experiencing some leg issues. You know, obviously he's dealing with a calf. We don't know if it's a high ankle. You know, so, I mean, we'll hope that he's out there to start week one. But Andrew Luck, you know what he's going to do every year, especially if he's able to play and on the field. Aaron Rodgers at number two. And then number one, Patrick Mahomes. As you said, Nick, threw for 50 last year. I mean, don't expect those same results, but you will see some good fantasy numbers. You're going to see a lot of touchdowns, well over 40. Likely, you know, and, you know, hey, he's a guy that if you're going to draft the QB early, basically go ahead and get Mahomes within the first couple rounds. I do want to mention, Nick, on each position, I've got a couple guys who I'm in it for my list. Like you had, what was it, number four, I think, on your list, Baker. Baker almost made number five on my list, but he got bumped out by Drew Brees. Again, there was a lot of strategy that went into my list. So I had Baker Mayfield as my first alternate. Carson Wentz, I probably put an asterisk by his name as well. Hopefully, think he'll probably be healthy this year. He's a guy that you would probably want to snatch a fantasy in the first few rounds as well. Matt Ryan, obviously can't forget about him. Nick, I think you had him at number, I can't remember, maybe number three on your list. He's due for a breakout year this year. Deshaun Watson, obviously you know what he can do. Deshaun Watson, the only thing about him, you know, the rushing yards, they count. You know, obviously the passing touchdowns count. So Deshaun Watson, good draft pick because, I mean, He's really going to accumulate yards. So he's going to have the passing stats, but he's going to have all the other stats as well. Touchdowns, accumulating that. Phillip Rivers was my last alternate. So I guess you could say the 10th that I think that you should draft probably in the later round.
All right, so fans, diehard fantasy fans, since Rudy doesn't want to abide and co-work with me on this show, he has no projections. He's just giving out names. He doesn't know where these guys are going to be throwing or whatever, how many yards, how many touchdowns, whatever. That's what Rudy Rue likes to do on this fantasy show. So listen to me. Running backs are up now. Saquon Barkley. We know this New York Giants offense, first four games, no Golden Tate. Sterling Shepard will be there game one. But the Giants receiving core has a bunch of no names. So Saquon Barkley is going to get the ball a lot this upcoming season. I look for him to have 1,325 rush yards on this upcoming season, 12 touchdowns, 69 catches out the backfield for 813 yards. Because, like I said, Barkley is going to be the MVP of this New York Giants offense. And when we're talking about a fantasy and we're doing a fantasy show, it's all about the touches. It's all about the production. And Barkley's going to get a lot of touches and have a lot of production. Number two, Christian McCaffrey. We already know what he did last season, over 100 receiving catches out of the backfield. McCaffrey's going to rush for about 1,100 yards. He's going to have a total of 12 touchdowns. And actually, his catches on the year is actually going to be down a little bit. Actually, quite a bit. He's going to have 73 catches, 845 yards. Coming in number three, Alvin Kamara, 1,178 rushing yards on this upcoming season, 11 touchdowns, total touchdowns, 74 catches, 814 receiving yards as well. Ezekiel Elliott, he could have been higher on this list, but with him holding out, I just don't know if he's going to play in week one. He might miss multiple games. He might come back third, fourth week of the season. So with Ezekiel Elliott, I'm going to put him in number four. He's still going to be productive because the Cowboys do have one of the best rushing offensive lines in the league. Look for Ezekiel Elliott to have 1,270 rush yards, 73 catches out the backfield, 759 receiving yards, a total of 14 touchdowns. And then coming in number five, yes, he took a year off, but he's going to be refreshed. He's going to be hungry. Le'Veon Bell's coming in number five as my fifth ranked running back this upcoming season. He's going to rush for 1,205 yards, 9 total touchdowns, 64 catches, 787 receiving yards out the backfield. And that is Neek's fantasy running backs for this upcoming season, top five running backs. Go ahead and mark them down. Go ahead and draft one of these guys in each round, each one of the first five rounds.
Neek, see, you think you're dropping stats, but really you're just guessing numbers. And then you're going to tell me Ezekiel Elliott going to have, what, 14 touchdowns? Man, you must have been smoking something before this show. What you smoking, bro? Here, hit this, bro. Man, you tripping, bro. It ain't like I didn't keep Zeke in my top five or top 10. Let me run down this five from five to one. You didn't provide no suspense. Where'd you go from one to five? All right, Alvin Kamara. Alvin Kamara, I mean, New Orleans, bro. How can you leave him off? Did you leave him off your list?
No, he's number three.
Number three? Okay. Alvin Kamara, because the thing about Alvin Kamara is what we're trying to emphasize in fantasy. I don't know how many yards receiving he's going to have this year. I don't know how many yards, you know what I'm saying, rushing he's going to have this year. But he's probably going to be close to about 1,000 and at least, you know, yards. And he's going to have at least 60 catches because that's what Alvin Kamara does. Alvin Kamara. You know what I'm saying? That's why he's number five. Because he does a little bit of everything coming out that backfield. Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley's at number four. I should have put an asterisk by his name. Asterisk by his name. I think he'll be healthy this year. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we can, you know, look forward to. And you can ask me with the running backs, you think over or under 1,000? All these guys are over 1,000. So Todd Gurley, he might be the one that kind of maybe struggles to get, you know, to that 1,000 as much as anybody. You know, look for him to be over that, but not a lot over that, you know. So that's why he's at number four. And, again, we've probably covered in the past on the show. You know, he's been dealing with the tendonitis in the knee, you know, things like that. Could keep him, you know, sitting maybe, you know, load management. But, you know, that really don't happen too much in the NFL. But definitely splitting the carries. Christian McCaffrey, number three, he's a beast, man. Like you said, I mean, 100 receptions at the running back position, man, that's crazy, bro. That all adds up in fantasy, man. So his rushing yard is just a bonus. When you got, like, basically a receiver, you know what I'm saying, I mean, at running back, and he's getting the rushing yards. And Cam Newton probably not going to throw a deep shot here with his shoulder issues. So Christian McCaffrey, the number three, good fantasy pickup there. Probably should be the number one, you know, guy, I would say, to draft that running back. If you're going to draft fantasy, I mean, you know, it's gambling, so take a risk. Ezekiel Elliott, man, asterisk by this man's name for this year. And the asterisks mean that, you know, Ezekiel Elliott is dealing with kind of like a contract issue. He thinks he needs to get more than what he's getting paid right now. I don't blame him because running backs got a short shelf life. You know, the average career for a player, we don't talk about this much, is only 3 years. So Ezekiel Elliott wanted to get more money. I feel you. But that also might affect his availability or his being willing to play in games this year. That's the only reason he's got an asterisk by his name. Probably the best running back in the league. But the man who's number one, you can't argue with him possibly being the best running back in the league as well, especially because he's fresh. So fresh. Saquon Barkley, man. You know, that's your guy from the Giants. You know, hey, what can you say more about this man? Probably going to have at least 60 receptions, probably more than that, probably more like in the 70s, maybe the 80s. And he's going to have probably over 1,300 yards rushing. You got to depend on him, especially Eli, twilight of his career. Maybe Daniel Jones eventually, you know, starting some games this year. But Saquon Barkley is going to be the guy that they depend on as their rock and their foundation to really hold them down. He's their playmaker in offense, and he's going to be the focal point of their offense. So he's the number one fantasy running back, in my opinion.
All right. Not bad. All right. Actually, I have another running back, and this is actually a rookie that fantasy owners should watch out for. And he could slide into this top five before the season's over with on my list. And that is Josh Jacobs, the rookie running back from Alabama for the Oakland Raiders.
Shit.
And the reason why I'm saying that, bullshit to you as well, is that Josh Jacobs is, I love you too, man, is he's fresh, not a lot of tread on the tires coming out of Alabama. This kid is hungry. John Gruden's already talking about projection, and a lot of analysts are already projecting that he's going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. But this kid, I got a little small sample size of him last night against the Cardinals. He's patient. He has good cuts. And this kid came from a rough life, man. This kid is very humble. He's ready. And I think he's going to take this league by storm. So my outside the top five is Josh Jacobs. And I'm going to say Josh Jacobs is going to run for 1,200 yards this year. He's going to have 50 catches out the backfield, about 605 yards.
So, you know, you want to talk about outside the top five, you got Josh Jacobs as your sixth. That's just stupid, okay, because he's a rookie and he's probably not going to have more than 800 yards rushing. You know, no offense. I mean, you're right. He's fresh, man. That's because Alabama, they got a machine there, bro. And that's a good shout-out, Josh Jacobs. Like you said, his story, man, was amazing. He looked good last night against the Cardinals. I think he might get – it's possible he get AFC Offensive Rookie of the Year. But,
okay, Rue, you're saying that's some BS, that Josh Jacobs, a rookie, can be in the top five. What did Saquon Barkley do last year? He was actually Rookie of the Year. And he was in at the end of the season top five running backs for fantasy. Come on, Rue, man. Come on, Rue.
Nee, what I'm saying, you know, obviously you both know running backs, they diminish. They like cars, bro. I hate to make that stupid analogy or metaphor, but as soon as you drive them off the lot, as soon as they get past their first season in NFL, they diminish, bro. Josh Jacobs, he may end up being a good player, but he's probably going to be a guy that has to appreciate with talent, because right now, like, you know what I'm saying, he's going to be fresh and everything, but I'm going to name five guys in the NFL that you should that you should draft before these guys. Le'Veon Bell, he was in your top five, so I get that. Nick Chubb in Cleveland. Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon ran for 1,000 yards last year. Josh Jacobs didn't run for 1,000 yards in college. Melvin Gordon. And then, asterisk by his name, his contract issue, Derrick Henry.
Okay, but Rue, you still didn't answer the argument. You still didn't make your point. You're talking about after his rookie season. We're talking about Josh Jacobs going into his rookie season with all this talent, a lot of projections. He can win the NFL Rookie of the Year award. We saw what Saquon Barkley did, Rue. Saquon ended up as the number one running back fantasy winner last year. Do you understand? As a rookie. So
over
you
under 1,000. You're making this long point, bro. We got a long show to get through. Over under 1,000. Bro, bet money. What is you talking about? Bet me that he runs for 1,000 yards.
You all right, I'll bet you. What you want to bet? What you want to bet on this show?
What
you want to bet on the show?
Big bank, take a little bank.
Nah, you ain't got no money. You ain't got no money. Your son just told me my daddy broke. So how you going to bet when your son just announced across the table, my daddy ain't got no money? Dude, you whooping out $5 $1 bills. $5 $1 bills. Is that lunch money you gave your son today for school? Is that vending machine money? Why are you putting vending machine money on the table, man? I got enough chips back there up in the pantry, and you talking about some vending money right here, man.
Josh Jacobs ain't running for 1,000
yards. He's running for 1,000 yards.
What's the receivers doing?
Anyway, let's get to the receivers. Man, put that vending money away, man. Vending machine money away. Man, anybody got time for some change? You going to pull out a quarter on me. What the hell wrong with you? That's why I don't bet you. You broke.
That was a silver dollar, I'll tell you. That was a Susan.
Who in the hell walks around with silver dollars in their pocket, man? Only people like you from Trotwood. All right, man. Anyway, man. No, not hating on Trotwood, man. I love Trotwood. Got much love for Trotwood, but yeah. Interesting people from Trotwood. Yeah, like you. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Wide receivers, man. All right. For the running backs, I went 1 through 5. This time I'm gonna go 5 through 1. And then let me just put it like this. The receiver position one, before we did this show. This is hard as hell to do because there's two guys in Minnesota that I actually left off my list, but they could go in the top five, and that is Adam Thielen. We know he had over 100 receiving yards. Him and Diggs both had over 100 receiving yards last season. But damn, Rue, when you guys hear my list, fans, you can see why it's really hard, and I'm still sitting here tripping because I love all these receivers as players. They hell of a players, hell of a talent on the field. I don't want these guys coming at me on Twitter. Come on, Neek, man. How you going to leave me out? You see what I did last year? Yeah, I get that, man, but it's just so much damn heat. So coming in number five, Devontae Adams. I got to put Devontae Adams on this list at number five. I'm telling you right now, he's going to have 100 catches upcoming season, 1,240 receiving yards and 10 touchdowns. Aaron Rodgers is going to go to him a lot. He's going to be the MVP, co-MVP of this offense with Aaron Rodgers upcoming season. This kid has hands, knows how to get open, big play target. Coming in number four, your boy out of New Orleans, who just got that big contract, Michael Thomas. I told you, Rude, that this Saints offense, man, they don't have a number two receiver. They got a bunch of no-name guys, Ty Smith, your boy TJ, Ted Ginn. I mean, come on, man. I get Drew Brees, but I just can't put Drew Brees in my top five when you don't have a number two wide receiver, man. So, tight end Jared Cook, but that's the tight end. I'm talking about number two receiver. All right, Michael Thomas, he's going to have 105 catches on the upcoming season, 1,329 receiving yards and 12 touchdowns. Coming in number three, my boy Antonio Brown. I know there's a lot of drama coming out of Antonio Brown. You know what you're going to get with him. You're going to get a lot of baggage. I understand that. But when he steps on that field, he's a playmaker, and he's going to elevate Derek Carr. He's going to take that old Derek Carr and move him up to a new shiny car. And this car is just going to be – oh, man, I just can't wait to see this car to Antonio Brown connection. 102 catches for Antonio Brown, 1,304 receiving yards, 10 touchdowns. Coming in number two, Julio Jones. 106 catches on the upcoming season, 1,275 receiving yards, 12 touchdowns. I know this Falcons offense is loaded, but Julio is the man. And then coming in number one, like I said, I don't like to do this. I mean, there's no order for these guys, but I'm just going to put number one. And that's DeAndre Hopkins. Man, Deshaun Watson is going to be running for his life, but Hopkins, he did not drop a ball all last season. Anytime you do not drop a ball all season, when the ball's coming your way, you got to be number one, and you produce at the highest level, and you're one of the best wide receivers in the game. DeAndre Hopkins comes in number one on my list, 119 catches on this upcoming season, 1,345 yards, 16 touchdowns. I said it.
All right. So I can't do nothing but agree with you on DeAndre Hopkins. That's it. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins, he's number one, period. I can see. There's no disagreement with that. There's no disagreement with that. How could you disagree with that? You know he's going to have his receptions. You know he's going to have his yards. You know he's going to have his touchdowns. I mean, he's the man in Houston. You know, one thing about that Texas receiver court, O'Neal, I might think that it might be a little bit better than you think it is. Like with Duke Johnson, I think this is a tough team. You know, Fuller. Guy that, you know, definitely contributed on that team, but definitely Hopkins, number one fantasy wide receiver, draft him like as soon as you can. Like, if he's your first pick and you got like the first pick in your draft, that's cool. Julio Jones, the only thing that's been bad about him, I would say, as far as fantasy, is he hasn't caught a lot of touchdowns in relation to his catches. He's gonna have over 100 catches, but he had less than 10 touchdowns last year. Julio Jones, I think that he's gonna have a bounce back year along with his quarterback. Matt Ryan, I think they're both going to do well. He's going to show out over 100 receptions. Odell Beckham, kind of question mark, asterisk by this man's name. At number three, Odell Beckham, the only question mark is the asterisk. It's the health. You know, are you going to play 16 games? You going to play 15, 14? You got to be out on the field. The best ability is availability. So that's why Odell's at number three.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm sorry I hit the microphone. I know Khalil, Rudy's son's in the studio. I'm waving my hand like I just passed gas because Odell Beckham, man, I just can't put him in the top five. Like you said, he can't stay healthy all season long. He hasn't done it in since what, rookie year? So, he can't go on that list. I'm sorry. I love Odell, hell of a talent. But you're going to see what I'm talking about, Rue. Come December, Odell going to have that hamstring issue. He going to have that ankle issue. And I'm like, I told you, Rue. I told you.
See, you feel like you're making good points, but you're not. You're making emotional Giants fans decisions and points. No, you're not making
not
a valid
emotional,
point.
It's facts, fool.
Okay, talking loud don't make you right. So Odell Beckham, you seen the production that he could put up for the Giants, especially if he's got a better quarterback. Then he can make things happen. Eli's obviously the twilight of his career. Look for him to show out this year. He's going to have over 90 receptions, provided he plays in at least 15 games, which is a big if. And that's why he has the asterisk by his name. Michael Thomas, number four. I mean, man got paid in the offseason. He deserved it. He is obviously and clearly one of the best receivers in the league, and he's number four. That's why he's number four on this list. Number five, I'm going to let Khalil, my son, go ahead and introduce this one. And who is number five on the fantasy projection list for this year? What do you know about this man?
Antonio Brown from the Pittsburgh Steelers with 15 touchdowns.
Antonio Brown plays for Oakland now. He had 15 touchdowns last year for Pittsburgh. And what do you know about Antonio Brown, Khalil?
His feet are terrible.
Yeah, you just mean that his feet is jacked up. You seen him on TV. So, Nick, as an Oakland fan, you better hope he can keep that shit together going into the year, and that he doesn't get any more cryogenic chambers. What them feet look like, Khalil?
They were really crusty.
And nasty. With them old nasty, crusty feet. Man, get that taken together. You got enough. What do you say? You got enough money to get that taken care of, Khalil? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
All right, so no more omissions at the wide receiver position. Davante Adams. You know, hey, like Nick said, he made it into his top five. He's a beast, man. So, you know, obviously with Aaron Rodgers is going to do nothing but throw touchdowns. They have low interceptions. So that's a good guy to pick up. He can even be your first wide receiver pickup. Michael Evans, another alternate. Juju Smith-Schuster had over 100 receptions, 111 last year. Tyreek Hill, who Nick did not mention or even sniff, hide, or hear of, as long as he don't beat no kids, he'll be fine. Pick him in fantasy. Asterisk by that man name for beating kids. Adam, what do you think about people that beat kids?
I think they're terrible.
All right. Adam Thielen also had over 100 receptions last year. I know you kind of mentioned him, Nick. He had 113 receptions. Why are you hating on him, man? That's racist.
All right, man. You guys are funny. All right, let's get to the tight ends. We got about 10 minutes left on the show. Tight ends, I'm going to start at number 5. Jared Cook for the New Orleans Saints. Now, they needed this guy. I mean, because like I said, I touched on it before, Michael Thomas, he's a one-man show down New Orleans. Drew Brees, you look at his numbers, he will be back over the 5,000 passing yard mark once he gets some more help. Jared Cook is a big addition. I look for Jared Cook to have 82 catches, 1,019 receiving yards this upcoming season, and 8 touchdowns. Coming in number 4, I was a little bit weary about putting him on this list, but talent-wise, he has the talent. He has the speed. He runs like a wide receiver. He can put up those numbers. He just has to stay healthy, and that is Evan Engram. Evan Engram. I look for him to have 88 catches if he stays healthy.
I had him at number 4.
If he stays healthy. Please, Evan Engram, stay healthy. 88 catches on this upcoming season, 1,113 receiving yards, 8 touchdowns. Coming in number 3, Zach Ertz. Man, one of the best receiving tight ends in the game out of Philadelphia. He's going to have 92 catches this upcoming season, 1,131 receiving yards and 9 touchdowns. Coming to number 2, my boy Kittle out of San Francisco 49ers took the league by storm last year. Actually broke the NFL receiving yards by a tight end last season. I look for him to have 103 catches because he's going to be the man in San Francisco because they don't really have much else. But he's going to be the man. A bunch of, you know, young guys got to, you know, step up. Deebo Samuel and, you know, Marcus Cook, Goodwin, he's a veteran. But I look for him to have 103 catches, 1,396 receiving yards, 10 touchdowns. And then number 1, Travis Kelce, 100 catches on the upcoming season, 1,282 receiving yards, and 9 touchdowns. And that is Neek's top 5 tight ends for the 2019 season.
Who is your number 5? Because clearly you just stole my list. I mean, the only thing I'll say different, we had the same top 4. Engram, Ertz, Kittles, Kelce. Kittle had 1,377 receiving yards last year with, the guy from Southern Miss at quarterback. That was not David Garoppolo. That was impressive. David Njoku is my number 5. I just wanted to tell you that he had over 50 last year, almost 60. I think he's going to kind of almost duplicate the same thing. He's over 50 again. I wanted to mention a couple other notables. Jared Cook being in New Orleans. Man, he's going to ball out, bro. He's going to have at least 70 receptions a year. I ain't even going to lie to you. Go ahead and book that. O.J. Howard for Tampa Bay. He's a guy in a lot of people's top 5 as far as tight end fantasy projections. Vance McDonald, he had 50 receptions last season. We'll see what he can do there. I think he will increase on that. Eric Ebron, his load might lighten because of another guy that we're not going to mention at tight end. You don't got no love for T.J. Hockenson?
Nah, man, a little too early in the game. Put T.J. Hockenson on my list for the 2019 season, maybe 2020.
All right, also got Hunter Henry as a guy that you can draft at tight end, you know, that will help you in fantasy. If he's able to stay healthy, maybe an asterisk by that man's name, then he can really contribute as well, help your fantasy projection and your team to really get to where you need and win that championship. So you don't have to do crazy stuff like run around downtown like old school with no clothes on, with something sprayed on your chest, something crazy, you know, like a weird guy or something like that, or go somewhere you really wouldn't want to and have to just eat some disgusting food.
All right, alcohol's kicking in. All right, I grabbed the microphone from you. All right, kids, try not to drink too much around 8 o'clock while you're on air doing the show. All right, let's go to Nick's defense, top 5 defense. defenses for the upcoming 2019 season for fantasy owners. And I'm going to start at number one. I'm just going to just start out number one. I'm going to go with the Los Angeles Chargers. People are like, what? Did he just say the Chargers? I'm telling you right now, this Chargers defense is loaded. And I know that Derwin James is going to be out for a while. But they did draft my boy out of Delaware, Adderley. I think Adderley's going to be a beast. I'm not saying he's on the same level as James, but he can step in if he can pick up this defensive scheme pretty quickly. He can step in. Talent alone, he's a beast. I'm going to say the Chargers are actually only going to be defense week in and week out, only going to be giving about 13.2 points a game because this defense is loaded. Coming in number two, Minnesota Vikings. Yeah, I put them Vikings up at number two. Last year was a down season for them. Everson Griffin, I know he took some time away from the game. He's back. He's talking about he's going to have 15 sacks this upcoming season. Danielle Hunter, we already know what he did last season. This team is about to ball out, man, defensively. I'm telling you right now, Mike Zimmer and this defense is pissed off last season because they did not make the playoffs when everybody thought they was going to make it. Vikings are only going to give about 14 points a game. Chicago Bears coming in number three. We already know the Bears defense was one of the best last season. I look for this defense only be giving up about 14.8 points per game. Coming to number four, Philadelphia Eagles. And then to finish out, the Cleveland Browns. Rudy said, man, the Browns going to be a top 10 defense. I agree. I think they're going to be a top five. I mean, cross on paper, they are loaded. But we got to see what they do on the field come Sunday. And that is Neek's top five defenses for the upcoming 2019 season.
Well, you know what? My fantasy league, Neek, got two running back positions, it got two wide receiver positions, and it got a damn flex position. So you know what? I'm about to make some flex players. Christian McCaffrey is the best flex player you can get, period. If you can buy him, you can afford it, and DraftKings or something like that, then go ahead and do that. Or if you're in a league, man, you might as well just keep Christian McCaffrey. If you're not starting that running back, put him in a flex every week because he gets you about 20-something points at least. Le'Veon Bell, another great flex player as a running back, going to rack up them points. Again, yards, rushing yards, and receptions, and receiving yards, touchdowns. He's going to rack them up, rack it up at that flex. Stephon Diggs, guy, we didn't mention the receiver position, but he will rack up them yards and their receptions and them TDs. So go ahead and pick him if you got to. Even in the return game, he holds up. Deshaun Jackson, guy, watch out for. I think he will have a bounce back year. Number five, I think Jarvis Landry. I think for the Browns, he'd be a good pickup as a flex player. James White at running back, alternate. Jordan Reed at tight end. Duke Johnson for the Texans now. Damian Williams for KC might be a guy that comes in to try to replace what they previously had with Kareem Hunt, but don't have any more. Look for him to pass a little bit more. But Damian Williams might be a solid guy to draft in fantasy outside of your normal running backs. Delanie Walker, watch out for the comeback of him at tight end. He might put up some good fantasy flex numbers, guy you might want to draft. And as far as the top five fantasy defenses, I'm going to go number five is them Vikings, a team that you had on the listening. I don't think you had them Cowboys. Number four, I got the Ravens coming in at number three. You know, they always bring a solid defense. I got the Eagles at number two on the on my fantasy list of defenses. Then I have the Bears as the number one fantasy defense. It's partially because of the way that defense dominated with guys like Khalil Mack last year and, you know, the way they forced turnovers. But I'm going to give you a couple alternate defenses you might want to consider as well. Jacksonville, the Jaguars defense underachieved last year, but this year look for them to gain some performance. Their offense might help them out a little bit with the adequate, you know, quarterback that's, you know, better than definitely what they had before, better than that Bortles. And then, Nikki mentioned, the Browns, I don't think they have a top five defense, but definitely approaching the top 10 defense. They solidify some of their weaknesses, like in the linebacker core and that secondary, got some quality depth. So, you know, those might be some teams that can really force some turnovers and cause some havoc, especially if the Jaguars can get back to their old form.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I keep hitting the mic like that. I agree, man. Cowboys, Jaguars, fantasy fans, watch out for these two teams. Defensively, they have a lot of talent. Root, man, great show as always. My list, your list is pretty similar. I think we both did a good job. Khalil, did a great job, young man. Thanks for taking away your father's beer a couple times away from him. You did a good job on that. You're the beer remover for your dad. Good job. And on that note, fans, see you next week. Neek Root, see you next week once again.